Time for the best of ourselves with Marcia Hyatt. Hi, Marcia. How's it going?
Good morning. I'm happy to be here. It's nice to be in the studio this morning.
Yes, we talked to you by phone last week.
It's true.
It's nice to see your face.
Thank you. Thank you. Nice to be back home.
What's the topic today?
Oh, a simple one. The fine art of letting go.
Oh, simple to say.
Simple. Yeah, I know. Well, it's not even that simple to say. So, you know, the impetus for this was a week of agitations. Mm. Life did not unfold as I expected it to.
Welcome to the human race, Marcia.
Yeah, I know. And then people disappointed me. Disappointed me. And, you know, and people will casually say, well, you just need to let go. And I think, well, yeah, I know. I need to let go of expectations and deal with what shows up. And yet, as any casually uttered piece of wisdom, it gives me comfort, but I'm not sure I know how to live it. And I'm not sure I know when to let go and when to hold on. Mm. So I've just been thinking about that this week. It's like, yeah, okay, I understand that letting go has served me and probably my marriage and friendships as I've let go of some of my controlling tendencies. You know, so I have a really good opinion about how everybody should be, and just ask, I'll tell you. And or I used to. And so letting go there is like, okay, that's cool. Let people be themselves. Don't ellipt on them. Don't project your expectations of who they should be on them. Let them be who they are. It's like, okay, that serves me. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, there's some things where they go, well, where do you hold on? Because some of my best relationships are ones where at times people could have easily uttered, well, why are you putting up with that? Why don't you just let go? And because we and I have learned, I have long-term relationships that are some of the deepest because we held on. Mm-hmm. So the whole concept of letting go is a really lovely one, but it's uttered so frequently, but how do I not be just blown around? What roots me? You know, what do I hold on to as well? Mm. So that's what I've been thinking a lot about. And I'm thinking about it. So letting go, for example, years ago, I let go of a job and people would say, oh yeah, you should get out of that job. It's toxic. And you work so hard. My gosh, you work all the time. You got to get out of that job. And it does take courage to change what's familiar and to step into the unfamiliar and to honor that. On the other hand, what happened was I started my own business and all that overwork thing that I blamed on my boss and that organization was actually me. I was
so
the carrier.
You overworked yourself.
I am it is what I do to feel good about myself. We all have our own little thing. You know, some people are really, really, really giving, and mm-hmm. some people are really, really, really good at having fun. And I'm really, really, really good at working. And so I let go of a situation, but that wasn't actually the core. So that becomes that sort of fine art of discernment about what's my part in what's going on here. And is it really about like stepping away, which might be the right thing, but it might be, what is it I have to let go of myself that might be the more powerful mm-hmm. way of dealing with the change?
Do you think also too that stepping away from the job allowed you to see that the problem wasn't with the job, but with your need to work so much?
Absolutely.
I think sometimes when you step away, you can see what else you really need to let go of.
Well, that's like, yeah, I think I absolutely agree. See the forest a little bit more. And mm-hmm. And you know how convenient it is to blame your boss and mm-hmm. your organization and everything and your family and, you know, whatever.
And your dog.
Your dog, yeah. Oh, my dog's always right. But so that, you're right. I mean, there was a good thing in there. Mm-hmm. So this tension of, habits that no longer serve me, letting go of anything that's not true to my core. Parker Palmer, I love his writing. He's been through his writing a big teacher. He wrote Let Your Life Speak. And in that book, he talks about we often live with a divided self where the outside is inconsistent or incongruent with who we really, really are on the inside, either the work we do or the way we live our life, whatever. And so I think, okay, well, that which is incongruent with the core of who I am mm-hmm. that divides me, that's the stuff I need to let go of. But a lot more of it is really just coming back to me and looking at my expectations, my assumptions. What am I doing that is not mine to do? Mm. What am I doing that is not projecting on somebody else or because they've disappointed me? Mm-hmm. That's not I can let go of that. But I can't let go of love. I can't let go of the core of who I am. I can't let go of my values. I think, so that discernment, I guess when someone says just let go, my answer back is, well, that is a very good thing to learn how to do. And it's also a very good thing to learn how to do is to know what to hold on to. Mm-hmm. So I found a quote from Havelock Ellis: all the art of living lies in the fine mingling of letting go and holding on.
Ah, yes.
So what do we need to let go of? And just as importantly, what do we hold on to?
All right. Thank you, Marsha.
You bet.